Who can possibly think the world would be better off with Saddam Hussein still in power?
For the sake of peace and for the sake of the security and for the capacity to win the war, the first war of the 21st century, which is the war against terrorism and weapons of mass destruction in the hands of dictators.
Together we must learn how to compose differences, not with arms, but with intellect and decent purpose.
Education is basic to the preservation of a democracy. We have to, in the next 8 years, build as many school buildings as we've built in our entire history.
He built up a massive war machine while neglecting the basic needs of his own people.
May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle, confident but humble with power, diligent in pursuit of a nation's great goals.
Yet wars are won on the offensive, and America and our friends will stay on the offensive.
But we shall also do our part to build a world of peace where the weak are safe and the strong are just. We are not helpless before that task or hopeless of its success. Confident and unafraid, we must labor on, not towards a strategy of annihilation, but towards a strategy of peace.
Yet wars are won on the offensive, and America and our friends will stay on the offensive.
Now, I'm campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
In the councils and government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
And all Iraqi military and civilian personnel should listen carefully to this warning. In any conflict, your fate will depend on your actions. Do not destroy oil wells.
We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Yet wars are won on the offensive, and America and our friends will stay on the offensive. He built up a massive war machine while neglecting the basic needs of his own people.
All this is not unrelated to world peace. When a man's way pleases the Lord, the scriptures tell us, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And is not peace, in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights, the right to live out our lives without fear of devastation, the right to breathe air as nature provided it, the right of future generations to a healthy existence. While we proceed to safeguard our national interests, let us also safeguard human interests. And the elimination of war and arms is clearly in the interest of both.
For the sake of peace and for the sake of the security, for the capacity to win the war, the first war of the 21st century.